The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday the 28th of April 2025 and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And let me just take a moment to say happy birthday to Mr. Strawn, Mr. Dwight Strawn, host of Morning Blend. I don't know how old he is. I almost didn't know it was his birthday today. I've been to school with this boy for 75 years. We went to school together and I still didn't remember it was his birthday, but that's okay because he's somewhere having a wonderful, wonderful time without us. He knows the rule. You can't have birthday without cake. So he said, well, I ain't having no birthday there because I ain't sharing my cake. I understand that because my birthday coming up soon and it's on a Sunday, which means that I too don't have to share my birthday cake with nobody if I make it at home and eat it at home. But please, please, please remember that we in the Bahamas, we like to celebrate your birthday with you. We down for that. We committed to that. That's like a Ministry of Tourism, tourism birthday program, right? But that's our job is to celebrate your birthday with you, and your job is to make sure that there's a little piece of cake left over on the side for us. That's how we do it. That's the social contract. Anyway, I got a full show this morning. I want to talk about ride shares. I want to talk about this new proposed ride share industry. But before we get the show started, let me remind you guys about the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition. This competition is being organized by Dennis Carlton Bethel, great-great-great-great-grandson of Charles Farquharson. It is a research competition open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. One winner will be selected from San Salvador, one from New Providence or Grand Bahama, and one from the Family Islands. Students are allowed one entry per day until a winning submission is received per category. The competition will end on April 30th, 2025, but we will extend it if we have no correct answers by that point. Today, the prize money sits at, I think, $250 plus a number of gift cards and surprises from local vendors. Here, you need to provide to win the government recording record of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will. The government recording record of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will and the date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. How to play? Call the show. Tell us you have an entry for the Loyalist Charles Farquharson will competition. Hold the line for the producer. Be prepared to give the producer your name, contact information, school grade, the answers. Most importantly, the answers. The host or organizer will contact you to tell you if you have won or to try again. The Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition open to junior and senior high school students across the archipelago. To win, you must provide the government recording record of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will and the date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. Okay, today joining me in studio, I have representatives from Rotaract Club of Nassau Sunset.
Correct. Yes.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, these some young people in studio today. I'm not surprised because Rotaract is a youth arm of Rotary Club. At least it was 45 years ago when I was in High School. Yeah. So I'm going to go around the table, ask everyone to introduce themselves and tell us briefly about Rotaract, the organization, mm-hmm. and then why you're here today.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm the public image chair of the Rotaract Club of Nassau Sunset. When it comes to Rotaract, the reason why I joined is because I wanted to give back to my community. I felt a certain emptiness in my spirit. I wanted to fill that with something positive. So I joined in order to make sure that I'm not just fulfilling myself, but fulfilling my community.
Mm-hmm. So cup and baggy didn't work for you?
No.
Because whenever I feel empty in the spirit, I go get me a cup and a baggy.
Go bigger than that.
If that don't work, the salty. Okay. Josh, right?
Jonathan. Yeah.
All right. Next.
Hi, I'm Brittany Bain, and I am the vice president of the Rotaract Club of Nassau Sunset. And I think Rotaract is honestly an awesome community. A lot of us are driven by community service initiatives, but I also enjoy the professional development aspect of it because you get a chance to learn about yourself, how to network yourself, and also giving back to the community in the midst of it, because in order to give back to the community, you want to partner with other organizations, and in doing that, you want to be able to effectively communicate the importance of Rotaract. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that aspect of it. And, you know, we enjoy. So you mm-hmm. you forge a lot of friendships and bonds in this community.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good morning. To my right, I have in studio joining us Nine Nails. She know why I call her Nine Nails.
Sorry. Oh my gosh, on the spot. Let the people know that one nail is missing.
No, they didn't need to know that part. I had a whole story. I was going to tell them about how you was working for Homes for Humanity. You built a house in one day with only nine nails. You had that nickname for forever.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
That's crazy.
Anyways, my name is Shantia Thompson. I am the treasurer and fundraising chair for Rotaract Club of Nassau Sunset. And the reason why I joined is before I had a baby, I didn't have anything to do. So it was a good opportunity for me to network, meet new people, and always, you know, give back and help with my professional development. So it's a great, great organization. And it's a lot of young people, too. So it's an awesome organization. Mm-hmm. And it's non-for-profit. So.
Listen, if I tell you all right now that these young people come here to promote a comedy show, right?
Yes. Yes.
And this young lady say before she had the baby, she ain't had nothing to do. Mm-hmm. So I mean, how old is your baby?
My baby is 3.
And I imagine they're in 7th grade now.
I have something to do now. I can watch my baby and help with the organization too.
This is awesome.
It keeps me active.
Absolutely,
it does.
Absolutely. I like the wide range of people that find space in Rotaract, right?
Yes.
A space for them and then a space for what it is that they can bring to the table.
Exactly.
Okay, so Jonathan, Brittany, and Shantia.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about the first event taking mm-hmm. place on Saturday, the 3rd of May,
yes.
2025.
Yes.
Okay, so on Saturday, as you said, May 3rd, we'll be having a health fair and blood drive at the Bahamas National Trust. Our club is sponsoring with another Rotaract club, which is the Rotaract Club of Southeast Nassau Centennial. And this year is actually our second year for both of our clubs doing a health fair. So we decided to, why not join together to make a bigger impact in the community? And that's a part of Rotaract too, partnering with other organizations and other Rotaract clubs. So at this health fair, we just want to make healthcare more accessible to the community.
Mm-hmm.
We know Bahamas National Trust is a place that fosters natural environment, natural. Other organizations there, we have vendors like, I have to pull up my list, like Kalina. We'll have the blood drive will be hosted by Doctors Hospital, the Blood Mobile.
Okay.
We'll have the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Bahamas Medical and Surgical Supplies, like Ports International. So we'll have a good amount of vendors there. And I'm reaching out. So if anybody's interested in being a vendor at this health fair, it's not too late. We're always.
You know who we need at this health fair? We need medical tool and equipment.
Yes.
Providers.
Yes.
I'm thinking specifically of people who provide like prosthetics,
yes.
mobility aids,
mm-hmm.
things like that, right?
Yes.
Because like you say, BNT is a space that fosters mm-hmm. health and wellness through
exactly.
Your relationship with the environment.
With the nature.
And
yes.
with nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for people who come there who may have mobility issues, right? It's a
yes.
bit challenging because there's so much to see, but
exactly.
you got to be able to walk to do it.
Exactly.
And so that would be great as well.
And then that's exactly it. So we have Bahamas Medical and Surgical Supplies and Parts International will be there.
Awesome.
So they are vendors for all of those different needs, walking aids, medication, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to say to people, come out. Mm-hmm. If you have a medical need or a health and wellness need that you don't see mm-hmm. being serviced, right? Yes. Come out and talk to these people and say, hey, listen, my daughter named nine nails, but I only have three fingers on my left hand, right?
Yeah. Right in the front.
But I'm looking for prosthetics for, you know, for hands, yes. manual mm-hmm. prosthetics to make it easier for me to maintain the hobby. I used to knit, I used to crochet, mm-hmm. help me find some tools. Because the service providers are anxious to know, eager to know what is needed in the community
yes. mm-hmm.
so they could create a space to provide it.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Okay, so health fair, blood drive, Saturday, May 3rd. Tell me what time it starts again.
It starts at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
And it ends at 3 p.m. And at this health fair, I also wanted to advertise that Coach Klee, I don't know if the community, I think a lot of the community knows about Coach Klee. We will be also be having a fitness session or a Zumba session. She's very energetic. So that'll be at 12 o'clock at the health fair. So that's an opportunity for all of the vendors and all of the attendees to actually get involved in the exercise portion of it. Because we know.
Now, what age group Coach Klee aiming for? Because right now, you know, like in boxing, you got to work on your weight. You could transition up around.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm preparing to transition to the 3-score-10 gang. I need exercises to make sure that I steady and I ready mm-hmm. for when I hit the 3-score-10 gang.
Man, is anybody?
Yeah. It's anybody, open to anybody.
Anyone that can move.
All right.
If you can move, if you have life and breath in your body and you can move, you are welcome to attend and take part in this exercise session.
Should I bring a yoga mat if I have one? I like to pretend like I guys exercise. I can bring my yoga mat. I have it in the car all the time.
No, you don't need no equipment necessary. Just bring yourself.
Yeah.
Bring yourself, bring a buddy. Anybody is welcomed.
All right. Yeah. Now, that's the Rotaract Club of Nassau Sunset Health Fair and mm-hmm. Blood Drive taking place Saturday, the 3rd of May, 2025 at Bahamas National Trust, The Retreat on yes. Village Road. And that's going to run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, I was suspicious when I saw this. I know what's happening. What's mm-hmm. happening after the Health Fair and Blood Drive?
So after the Health Fair and Blood Drive, we are having the biggest comedy show that day. No Play comedy show.
Yeah.
We are having a Laughing at Sunset comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
That will be at the Standard Union Building. And that will showcase vast array of Bahamian talents such as BJ, the legendary Shad Fur. He's a very popular name.
Hold on. Why y'all don't have Shad Fur on the flyer?
We have on the flyer.
I'm not the flyer. I see Shad Fur.
It was recently updated.
Mm-hmm. I know Shad Fur.
Yeah,
well,
he'll
one.
Be there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember when he was on. You know, we have our own. It's called what they call it. They call it Snapper Tank. It ain't Shark Tank. They call it Snapper Tank. He was trying to sell this boy jockeys.
Did he buy?
He was almost successful. It was a hater.
Okay.
In the audience, right? Like, it's a hater there trying to block his vibe. Mm. You know, mm-hmm. and he was like, well, how you gonna save money? And he's like, because we gonna recycle the jock. And I saw the vision.
Recycle.
You recycling your jockeys now. Every day you recycling them. Why you have a problem with other people recycle jockeys?
That's
you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I remember Shad Fur and I appreciate him from that right there.
Very creative.
So he's definitely will be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who else could be there?
We also have Wellington Funny will be there as well, and a wide array of more talent that we didn't list on the flyer, but we have them on the venue agenda. Sorry.
So there's like a secret. Like I need to come out and find out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just come.
Because I see another name. I see another name here. BJ is the host.
Yes.
Right. We know BJ. He's easily almost 10 years now.
Yes. He's been in the business for a long time. Very talented.
I think I saw this boy performing at the Hilton before the big renovation mm-hmm. at a comedy show there.
Yes.
When I was young and I could be out after 10 p.m.
Still young.
But
exactly.
Shantia.
Yes.
I see your name on this flyer.
My name is there, but
Shantia is obviously a comedian.
Yeah, she's one of the talents. She'll
take part.
And y'all know I realized that from a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't. But from you say your name is Nine Nails, I know you was a comedian. Okay, so Laughing at Sunset comedy show. Give us the details.
The details. So what we wanted to do is, we know Bahamians love to laugh. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to put on this initiative, once again, to support the community, but in a different way. Not so much donations and giving, but more of giving of laughter, giving of that excitement, that emotion. So we wanted to, it's open to the public. You do have to pay. You can't get past that. Mm-hmm. You have to pay for this high level of comedy.
Mm-hmm. Very affordable.
Very affordable, very affordable.
Make the politicians pay more, because obviously they deep in your jokes. They deep in your jokes and they're using them. Make them pay more. Okay.
That's true.
What time do we start?
So doors open at 6:30, but the show begins at 7. Mm-hmm. Now this is, I know we have Bahamian time. This is something where you do not want to be late for.
Exactly.
We have high level of talent coming in. Yeah. Jokes be flying all over the place. Mm-hmm. As soon as you walk in, you feel the energy.
Exactly. You feel the energy.
Uh-huh.
You know when you laugh and you just get a pain in your stomach?
You want to feel light.
Yes. Don't let the usher crack joke on my foot. When I go to a comedy show, right, I expect you to crack joke on me. But you can't see my foot in the dark.
Right, so we'll leave
my foot alone, right?
Well,
you didn't leave my nails alone. But that's
so
fine.
I know you said it. I know Shantia, she could be usher. She could be the face.
Oh, yeah.
She could crack the face joke on you when you walk into the studio.
Nothing is off limits.
Walk in there with your feelings.
All right.
Leave them at the door.
Let's go to the phone line. I hope this ain't your mommy asking me why I'm talking to business on the radio. Okay, let's go.
That's your Grammy?
Good morning. Welcome to On the Clock. Headphones?
Hey, morning, Miss Green and your guest. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Morning.
Yeah, ask your guest if they could do a skit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of a Bahamian version of the response to Trump tariffs. Now, that would be good.
Yes, buddy. You know that would be good. Because imagine, right? I trying to buy tamarind on the side of the road. And this beggar tell me the tamarind now costs $19 for a bag because Davis put a tariff on goods coming in from Naughty Lutra.
And guess what your response would be?
What would it be?
Your mom.
she ain't buying them. In fact, she crazy. Nope. She could make me spend the 19 tamarind.
She won that bad.
Buddy, I don't know why you cracked that joke on me this morning. Okay, so 7 p.m. show starts. Be there by 6:30 so you could get a good seat.
Yes.
Y'all giving away anything?
Yes, we are. We have a Jumbo certificate. And then we also have a one-night stay at Bahama.
So, like, it'd be a raffle attached to my ticket?
Definitely, yes.
A one-night stay at Bahama?
Yeah.
For one people or two people?
Two persons?
That's fancy. That's fancy.
So, hopefully, everybody come and support.
Yeah, because it's one people, two people,
two persons.
No, that's two persons is like VIP.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I like that. Okay, definitely. So there's a raffle.
Yes.
Now, how can I buy my tickets?
So you can contact Ms. Thompson, 810-6856. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $25 for adults. And then, no children.
18 and over. You could
18
come.
18 and under, you can.
Oh, no, but I 18. I can
17
come.
And under.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, 17 and under, you can't come. But 18 and over, you definitely can support us.
Now, dear parents, this is very important because the young people are trying to create an environment that is safe for children, right? Which means that, look, this is adult content.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't bring your children to this show.
Leave them home.
Bring your Grammy, but tell her bring the small Bible in case she feel the urge to play somebody with it. Oh, right? Bring the small Bible. But 18 and over, yes. 25 at the door, or $25 general admission.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then $10 for UB students. They get a discount.
No age limit on that, right? I could be 45 and...
Definitely. No 50 age limit. You can come
$10 with student ID.
Yes.
Student ID. UB student ID.
Yes. 18 old. Now, what if I'm 19 and I still at LW Young Junior High School? I could come?
You can come, but you'll have to pay $25.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a UB because it's going to be on UB campus, right?
Yes. Correct.
The way y'all have in this show, at the Performing Arts Center?
No, at the Student Union building.
At the sub?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, you know the sub?
Oh, sorry.
If I call your Grammy and ask her if I could tell you the story about the sub when me and her was there.
We have many stories about the sub.
Miss Thompson.
Sorry.
So the sub is still as vibrant as it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago when I was in school.
They revamped it a little bit, but
that's the best place to be.
Okay, let me find out the experience. The people in the cafeteria below the sub, they still there?
Yes.
I think so.
They are.
They still sell the Johnny cake in the morning?
I can't tell you. I don't attend University of Bahamas, so I can't tell
they
you.
They still sell the Johnny cake with the cheese, and they put the tuna inside. Listen, UNC students show up to school 45 minutes before class? We used to be line up for that Johnny cake. And then if you're lucky, you get there in time to get the one with the tuna and the cheese in the Johnny cake. It's a real incentive to come to school. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get that work done.
We have to find out if they still doing that for
I only
real.
Know about the Dominoes. Slamming Dominoes.
You domino player too?
No, I just was watching. I only use March the card. That's it. Just March
the card.
Oh,
he's one of them.
Yeah, one of them.
You're not a math major?
No, I'm an accountant / auditor.
Oh, yeah, you good. You, we can get you into Domino's right now. My favorite part of Domino's, outside of trying to win a game, is listening to the older people other while they playing the Domino's.
Smack talking.
They talk to reckless. Each other hard.
Yeah.
They tell you, I watched you trip down in church yesterday. Don't trip down on this board now. Nah. Oh, they talk to you bad. Okay, so two events happening on the same day.
Yes.
Saturday, May the 3rd. The first event is the health fair and blood drive.
Yes. Correct.
BNT. The retreat, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yes.
And then later that evening at the University of the Bahamas Student Union Building, that's on the side of the campus where the library is,
yes.
right?
Yes.
They're having a comedy show, Laughing at Sunset. Doors open 6:30 p.m. Show starts 7 p.m. General admission, $25. UB students with ID, $10. 18 and over only.
Yes.
Please don't bring your children.
Nope.
It's not for children. Now, Beautiful. Here's the next thing, a big question I have to ask.
Okay.
Is the health fair a prerequisite for the comedy show? Because I feel like you need to check to make sure I don't have any pre-existing conditions before I come to this comedy show and laugh myself until I fall out.
You know, that's a good question. I feel like it should be.
Yeah.
I feel like it should be. Just come to both. Come get yourself checked, get a nice little workout in. And then come to the comedy show and make your heart happy.
Yeah, see, from you say Wellington the funny, I need to get my blood pressure checked.
Yes.
It may spike up.
Oh, yeah.
From you say Shad Fur, I got to get my bladder checked just in case I need to bring my...
accidents. Yeah.
Sometimes you laugh till you wet yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it's a threat. So don't be laughing at me like that. I only look young. On the outside, on the inside, I'm 175 Chikchani years old.
Chikchani.
Oh,
yes, absolutely. Okay, so contact information for more details, 810-6856. Ask for Miss Thompson. Not Nine Nails Grammy. The other Miss Thompson.
The next one.
Okay, and if you don't get through there, just call UB and say, I hear the young people having comedy show. I need to, in fact, good morning, Cousin Tira Hannah Sweden. I know that you have a retirement club at St. Barnabas. I need you to bring all of them out to come pray for these young people. Come see where they need help and guidance.
Yes.
Come listen to the comedy and then come share some jokes with them after the show.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Have you all ever seen, the Bahamian artist Vivid Lee Val? Well, now you all know about Vivid Lee, something like Improv Vibes, she's also a comedian, but she's also a musician. I don't know which one she's better at. Right now, she's better at being a mummy. Right? She's best at that.
Okay.
But in terms of music, comedy, I don't know which one is better. Producer, let's prep this call. She has a music video, a song and video out called Say What.
Okay.
And you got to watch this video. Because I sure I see your Grammy, Miss Thompson, in the video, on the party bus. Val have a whole bunch of Grammys out at the club in the party bus. They show you how to wear your stockings properly to hold up the whole night. Good morning, Vividly Val, a.k.a. Valine Roll. And the whole Roll family, they just have, it's V and Valicia and Valine. And the three of them just funny.
Oh, wow.
All of them. I think Valicia was in the play August, which was a part of the Short Tales production of short plays this year.
Oh, I'd have done this.
Yeah, I
saw them last year.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
So you coming out to the Black Box open mic?
Definitely.
Are you coming out to be a part of the improv team?
No, I just want to watch.
Should be there to perform. Oh, my God.
You might as well perform.
Comedians can't help it.
Exactly.
When the energy start rising, they
That's
got
it.
A joke to tell.
Exactly.
I knew she was a comedian. Okay, let's go to the phone line quickly. Sorry for holding you, caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir.
If they have any problems making the crowd laugh, always use the word sausages.
Yes.
That's a crowd killer every time. The word sausages.
Yep.
Sausages and grapes.
The fancy one, miss. The Italian one. The said that don't burn when you're filing a grievance about that. You all notice that the steamed sausage.
Sausages.
And grits, so it's steamed sausages and white rice. Mm-hmm. No, because it's sausage now. Oh, I tell you why, you have to call it sausage. It doesn't burn.
Oh.
What you mean it don't burn?
When they fry it, yeah. It doesn't burn. Your traditional steamed sausages. The bologna is cut into pieces, and then you fry it till it's singed. Mm-hmm. Some people prefer just a border of singe, right? Mm-hmm. Many of us, we would like it the whole thing to just singe up, and then you put it in the tomato paste, and it soak up the tomato paste in time. Mm-hmm. But this new sausage, this proper standard British English sausage, it don't burn. And I think we having a cultural problem here. Oh. At the very least this, right? Yeah, like it may be a very technical reason. Like maybe they're producing the sausage at a better quality or standard than they did before. Mm-hmm. And we're just not used to it. But we can't just let the singed sausages go to waste like that. Like we can't just forget it.
No.
Pretend like, and the little children ain't gonna know about it.
No, they don't.
They have to know that when you get steamed sausages and grits or white rice, you want the singe up sausages.
Just a little singe.
That's the best. That's the flavor. Producer, let's go to the... Good morning, caller.
Caller, David Stark, in the voice along with you and your audience. Three of you in there, right?
Yes, four of us in total.
Okay.
Don't mind nine nails.
Caller, David, all of you.
Blessings.
But what I want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now... Talking about sausage and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these the kind of times our country are so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to be giving our children scrap meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what sausage are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Bremen.
Hey.
I really appreciate your point.
Yes.
Right? And that's a part of the joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is... attempting to create a space where we look at our food choices, food sovereignty and food security. Mm-hmm. Food security is making sure you can have what you need, and food sovereignty is making sure you could have what you want amongst what you need, right? I love that point, but guess what? Sovereignty is committing to creating the things that you value and valuing the things that you could create. Mm-hmm. We could
people need also to be educated to what
good choices are.
Yes.
For real.
And what value is. Because here's what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. We could be making our own sausage locally, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We could be making our own sausage. Mind you, all sausage is like scrap meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we could ensure that we are creating a healthier product using local meat, right? And we could have a local sausage small industry, you know?
You know, Aaron, the Bahamas used to grow cows one time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I understood sheep.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we need to put those, you know, our stuff to use as if so it is the best.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And
natural.
Thank you.
No, man, absolutely, Bremen. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is this, is that your plants, your leafies, right, your greens, your produce coming out of the ground, you'll have your highest nutrient value or count as soon as you harvest it.
Exactly.
So the food grown closest to you, like almost inherently, is going to have more in it. For you, right?
So
we start there. I see we got another caller, producer. Here we go. Good morning.
And especially you, Aaron. I love you so much.
Thank you.
That's so cute.
Particularly how you put a twist on everything that other people may seem like not important. You know, you have a way of becoming creative with small things like sausage.
Thank you.
And I want you. In fact, you went to boarding school, I'm told.
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm believing that maybe I should recommend that my 15-year-old show up as a 20, so we can come into this affair and also see if I can get her. How do I get her into boarding school? She wants to be a nurse. She's not doing too good in school, but she got good potential. I'll talk about that later. Erin, I appreciate you so much.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And for many young people, it's simply the learning environment, right? See, we have this thing, cultural imperialism. Mm-hmm. I grew up watching kids go to school all over the world, in homes all over the world, right? Mm-hmm. And it took also a balance of volunteerism and engaging in local communities, going to summer camp every year, volunteering at Vacation Bible School and things like that, to see see the reality, right?
Yes.
And so if you grow up mainly in television, you will feel like, I don't have what I need. But it's important for us to also see what's happening right here and realize that, okay, that experience that they're having over there is normal for them. It's not necessarily normal for me. And so I should limit my expectation of that and understand what I can or what can be created here. And it's important for young people to understand like the difference that you see that you can be that, but understand who you are first and then take the steps to create that. And that's why, for me, the comedy conversation is so important, because you know what's a national security issue?
What?
You need to be able to entertain yourself.
Yeah.
You need to be able to generate your own ideas, your own jokes, your own language to describe your own experience.
Exactly.
And that's important for young people.
Exactly.
So like you say, while this show is 18 plus, this comedy space is a space that young people learn about themselves in, because comedians tell the realest jokes.
They do.
There you go. So we go into a break. I don't know if these young people could be here on the other side of the break. I want them to stay. Nine Nails, she busy. She can't go.
Yeah.
But you're on the clock with Erin Green. We go into a break. When we get back from the break, Lundy decries BOB's planned reduction in banking services on Andrus. So what, they can't even trade conch shell now? You going to take the conch shells away from them?
No, man.
And anyway, we'll be right back. You're on the clock with Erin Green.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I was a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No, boy. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Croc Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. Yours is to care for the world. You'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Dear God, please hear me out, I know it's been a couple years since I've reached out and said hello. I bet you're wondering why I keep obsessing on and stressing all the little things. Well, living life and soaking up the memory. I know been selfish, I have no excuse to give you, it's true. Hanging by a thread's how I live. I don't know why, but I feel more. more comfortable. Living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames at
deep. Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. I almost didn't want to start. I wanted to let the song play because the perfect, I don't know, my producer's magic. There's a perfect song because that's what they want to do with this comedy event, Laughing at Sunset comedy show. They want to make people feel comfortable. They want to give people a good time. They want to use humor as a weapon. Use humor as a weapon to destroy, right, the tension, the stress, the imagined barriers to your comfort and peace of mind. These things will exist, but what's most important is to be able to create a space for yourself where you could be comfortable, enjoy a moment before you go back to this hard life. Your parents, God bless your parents.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Nine times.
Nine times.
It's such an important space. Okay, so May the 3rd, Rotaract Club of Nassau East has a day of events for you starting at, Rotaract Club of Nassau Sunset has a day of events for you from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the health fair and blood drive at BNT The Retreat on Village Road opposite Queens College, and then at 7 p.m., show starts. Laughing at Sunset comedy show. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. You want a seat on the aisle just in case you fall over. Laughing, you don't hit your neighbor. Yes. If you have to run to the bathroom dead quick, you could make that sprint.
Quick dash.
Yeah. You got it. General admission, $25. Students, $10 with ID. All attendees must be 18 and over.
Yes.
UB students with ID, $10. Contact information, 810-6856. Performers, hosts, BJ, Wellington Funny, the comedian, and Shantia Thompson.
Yes.
She could be there. And Shad Fur. Shad Fur. Oh, wait. Look here. My favorite song by Shad Fur, right, is Away, Away, Away. Because it's an anthem, right? It's a beautiful anthem. I like it. I love it for him, right? Because this song could be played anywhere. Yeah. Ministry of Tourism could pick it up. Ministry of Education could pick it up, right? Ministry of Social Services could pick it up. It's a beautiful anthem. Now, he got some songs on his catalog with some cuss words in it. I like them too. But we don't play them on the radio, Shad Fur. But it's a great catalog of work. Also, now, I'm going to take this moment before y'all leave to throw in some other names. When y'all having y'all near the comedy show, I'm going to need y'all, first of all, to remember the Black Box Open Mic Improv Team.
Okay.
We have a whole team of funny people.
Okay.
Including Jason Evans, who's one of the founders of Thoughtcatcher Production that brought you the Spot Improv Comedy Troupe.
Okay.
Right, that's where I developed my career as an interpreter. Oh. ZNS English, which is the proper, you know, even more.
The Queen's English?
No, it's more proper than the Queen's English, which is why I make that distinction.
Okay.
So there's ZNS English, right? And then there's British Standard English, Bahamian Standard English, the Bush Standard English. I don't practice this myself, but just in case, they tell you, you can't go, when they legalize this cannabis thing, you can't go to this dispensary and say, give me two weeds, please. You need to understand the proper English.
Yes.
I speak potcake. I speak curly tail lizard and gecko lizard, the translucent one, not transparent, the translucent one, very specific, almost dead language.
Can you give me a sentence in that potcake dialect, please? I want to know what that sounds like.
King man, you ain't see me waiting at this back door for the KFC bones. You didn't see me waiting at this back door for the KFC bones. What you mean you taking it by your mummy house for your mummy dog? And I sitting here guarding you. Okay, I gonna let you get robbed next time then.
You
don't know I bite the boy. I mean,
I may speak some I may speak some pocket. I understood exactly every single thing you said. So maybe I could understand, but I just can't speak it.
You could hear it and understand it.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Can you write it?
No.
Oh, wow. That's a special art right there.
That's a special art. Yep. I also speak politician.
Okay.
I don't like telling people that because, you know, there's a slur that goes, you know, the stigma that goes with it. But I speak that too.
You may lose a few fans with that one.
I know, but I need it. I need it for my... It's been a pleasure having you in studio with me today. Now I'm going to go talk some more jokes about other things happening in the country. I'm very concerned about Andrus. This article here, Lundy decries BOB's planned reduction in banking services on Andrus. In fact, I'm going to beg you all to stay. If you all don't have to go, I'm going to try and push some ideas onto Rotorack's agenda, things that people need other people to be thinking about in an organized way, right? Okay. So Leon Lundy is the MP for Mangrove Key Central and South Andrus. He's a member of the Davis administration. He decried the planned reduction of banking services in his constituency, noting Bank of the Bahamas has recently announced operational changes on the island. First things first, I thought they were already gone, so I'm just grateful that they still, like, they have a telephone line there or something. We're happy. At least you could talk to your money on the phone. The majority of shares in Bank of the Bahamas are owned by the government. So it's not a wholly government-owned bank, but our government has a majority of shares. So I imagine there's an expectation that an institution whose ownership would take steps to ensure that there's access to essential services across the archipelago. Lundy said it is another example of how financial institutions make decisions with, quote, little to no regard for the real human impact on our island communities. Quote, I must express my deep frustration and disappointment over the recent operational changes announced by Bank of the Bahamas. Last week, Bank of the Bahamas announced that the Kemp's Bay branch will only be open on Wednesdays, offering limited services, while the Mangrove Key branch will be open on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. See, a part of the problem is the cost of gas.
Yeah.
Right? What's it going to take for me to leave the Kemp's Bay area, or I think further south, to come up north to access the bank on those days? Right? Mm-hmm. And what happens if on the day that I decide, I plan my day, right, in advance, that the day before my planned trip to the bank, it turns out there's no gas at the gas.
No problem. Yeah.
Right? And then what if on the day that I plan to go to the bank, I get to the bank and the bank look at me and say, Miss, I'm so sorry, we ain't got no power?
Yeah. Or no internet.
Or no internet to conduct services. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm very concerned about this. Also, the government has attempted a solution. To employ a solution, they have devised a solution. It's called the sand dollar, right? It's the Bahamian digital dollar, right? But it's not enough for one or two people to adopt sand dollar or one or two businesses to adopt sand dollar. It requires a larger network of users, right? Yes. So that when I know that the company I'm working with accepts sand dollars, you know, these things are very important. And I sort of liken it to what you guys said at the beginning of the show, right? All three of you wanted to be a part of something bigger than yourself. You had a vision, a desire to help. Mm-hmm. Rotorack provided an opportunity, and that opportunity is an org system, a system that people are able to join and plug in to.
Exactly.
And just transfer their support, their energy, sometimes even their cash, right? It's difficult for people who don't have a system available to them to make those sorts of contributions because they spend half of their time and half of their resources organizing a system to do the work, right? Yes. And so organizations like Rotary Club, Rotorack, there's another one on the other side. I just can't remember it.
Kiwanis.
There we go. Kiwanis, right? And other social or civic-centered NGOs and organizations. Mm-hmm. They provide systems that caring people who have a heart, have the time, have the hands, have the resources, can plug into without disrupting the rest of their lives, right? And so, it's the same thing here. This is not a problem that an individual can solve on their own. This is not a problem that a community can solve on their own. And we see now it's not a problem that a government can solve on its own. It, mm-hmm. it requires the coordination of multiple mechanisms. And I think for me, it is understanding that in 2025, banking services are an essential service. Yes. At the individual level, mm-hmm. At the collective. It is an essential service.
It is.
And we need to make sure that people on the family islands have equal and equitable access to state services. And so tell you all comedians, they better have joke for family island people.
Boy.
Don't just be cracking joke on family island people. Because we family island people, we come to crack joke on Nassau people.
Heavy.
Yeah, y'all do.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm born here, but my family's from Andres as well, my mother's side. And from North Andres, and then my father's side is from Mangrove Key.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. Cousin, where are you from?
I'm from right there, good old Nassau, New Providence. I'm an Albury, so we all over. I asked my dad where we from. He said Luther Abaco.
Young people with pirates.
I guess so. So we all over. And then for my mom's side, I think it's the same thing, Abaco. But Abaco, Grand Bahama. So a little bit all over. I couldn't give you exact island.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ms. Thompson?
I'm from Nassau, but my mother's side, she's from Eleuthera, and then my dad's side, I'm not sure.
I think your name Nine Nails in Long Island. That's where you're from. I know that's where you're from. Let's go to the phone line, producer, and then I can transition to another story. I want to ask you all a little bit about that. Okay. Good morning, caller.
I want to ask your guest, driftwood or seaweed?
Mm.
Which one is better?
But,
and baggy or cup?
Okay, so I can rephrase the question. He said, which one is better, baggy or cup? Which one are you, driftwood or seaweed?
I don't like how driftwood sounds. Driftwood say seaweed.
Yeah, driftwood don't sound like it. No,
yeah, we'll go with seaweed.
Yeah.
I like how they change up the game all entirely. Because
yeah.
Seaweed is nutritious.
Exactly.
There you go. And it don't have no nails in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shantia?
What?
Get the nail fixed.
Driftwood and seaweed are terms that have been used and are used to describe people like in an inter-island dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So people on the family island, if you wasn't born there, so they call you driftwood.
Okay.
Right? And now see, but he put me on the spot. And seaweed, so there are two levels of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one has, I don't want to say greater rights, but it's like one have a better claim. To the island.
Okay.
So there's called your driftwood, like, oh, you just float here and now you think you could be part of local government.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
makes sense.
Like, seaweed is nutritious. And sea moss grown locally in the Bahamas,
yes.
You could get up to what, 92 vitamins,
yes.
minerals.
Yes.
And nutrients in a daily serving
exactly.
of your own local sea moss.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The next thing, this one for you, mommy. When you harvest sea moss, it grows like grass on the bottom of the ocean, on the ocean floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's very delicate. It needs, just like a woman, sir, it needs the very right, precise conditions to grow.
Of course.
But it grows like a carpet. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, when they harvest sea moss, they just yank the whole like bed of grass
mm-hmm.
up. But it's like a carpet. You could go and trim it.
Mm-hmm.
You just go and you leave the carpet and in roots into the ground. You just go and you trim. And then you let it grow back.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell all the people who harvest and see moss locally, you go check the mummies. Mummies know how to deal with carpet.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to deal with carpet.
You had a shanty.
There you go.
Producer, I see we have another call on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good morning to your guest there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Find out from them
mm-hmm.
if any one of them ever saw a record or a record player.
Of course.
I've seen a player before.
Yeah.
You're not that young then.
Yeah, I'm 30. I know about those things.
You saw a record before because my daughter, when she was young, she was driving along Woodford before you get to Booty Old Bike. They had a little record store there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then she came home, she was so excited to tell me, say, Daddy, I saw the biggest CD in the world. You know, the 32, the big record.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
She thought that was a CD.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And she was so, I had to tell her, Mommy, carry me back, let me see what this girl talking about.
Look here, she
and
did.
I found out that the record store was owned by a gentleman by the name of Sydney.
Because mm-hmm.
I took her in. She never saw a record in her life. She's 27.
Wow.
She, back then,
oh, wow.
She never saw a record in her life. She thought it was a C.G. Grover, the CDA.
Oh, wow.
Listen, did she get back into the car and said, Daddy, I was in a time machine. We went back to the late 1900s. They had the biggest CD. Boy, look here. Just remember.
I had to let the gentleman put a record on for her to see how it operated.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Sidney, he had the record player. He used to be playing the music. I had to speak outside.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks straight.
Yes, sir.
She was amazed.
She was excited. That's why I asked your guests, or they sound a little young, youngish.
I appreciate that.
But, you know, I always ask people under the age of 25, 24, if they ever saw a record.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a record is.
That's a good question. And a floppy disk. They don't know what a floppy disk is.
We know about that, too.
Eight-track. I know none of them ever saw an 8-track cassette.
Y'all ever saw an 8-track cassette?
A cassette tape?
Yeah.
No, not a cassette tape.
Oh, not a cassette tape.
See, they thought they had us. They thought they had us. They never seen no 8-track tape.
Now,
the young lady, Miss Bain.
I continue listening, man. This song very interesting. I got to see if I can make it out to the show myself.
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, Miss Bain talking about, she know about floppy disks. She used to work at ZNS when they had the beige computers.
Man, hold on.
You're not, in fact, let me
box computers?
Since, hold on. Yeah, let me tell you something. Since we're talking about comedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a friend named Sawyer Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I used to call him my guy, but he have a friend named Kalika, and I scared of her. So.
No,
I know one boy named Sawyer Boy. He having a comedy show next month called Y'all Like Foolishness Boy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I saw
and
that.
He have a skit. My favorite Sawyer Boy skit is the skit where Kalika waking at ZNS, and somebody computers. Send a ransom money.
Oh, jeez.
And Kalika turned to Shelly and say, Shelly, this boy say he hacked the computer. Yeah, the beige ones. And she going on the phone. She said, but sir, you know these computer beige? You sure you hacked it? Look here, that's the funny. Because it speaks to a very real dynamic, right? A very real thing in our development, which is like we have this expectation of world-class production, but we don't understand the extent to which we are still developing and
yes.
Some people would say are underdeveloped, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so when I talk to young people and to older people, like managing expectations, we in space tourism now. I say, you mean with the beige computers? You sure that's space tourism?
Exactly.
The beige computers can't do space tourism. All right, we are all out of time.
Oh, wow.
I even get to talk about the ride share people. Anyway, I don't like sharing ride unless it's on a jitney for $1.25.
Oh, jeez.
A text here says, driftwood is permanently embedded and seaweed comes and goes. This is each other. Family Islands, y'all okay? I know we ain't been nice to y'all, but we need to talk. We need to make sure y'all okay.
Yeah, they need to call in.
In fact, I heard about the fires in Abaco.
Yeah.
We heard about the... We know everything ain't things.
Yeah.
We know the story from my Cal constituency last week and in the newspaper and in the video media. We know things ain't things in my Cal.
Yeah.
They still don't have lights for the runway so the flights could run at night, especially the emergency flights. We know. Things ain't things.
Calling all politicians.
There you go. Anyway, you don't mind that was my phone that was ringing just now. Not Rotorack Club of Nassau Sunset. They busy helping people. Again, Saturday, May 3rd at the retreat, BNT, opposite QC on Village Road, 10 to 3 p.m. If you got a health concern, come out and start the journey. Ask some questions and donate some blood if you can. Make sure you have a good, solid meal before you come out to donate blood. Don't bring a Guinness for after the blood thing. Bring a Vita malt or a coconut water, please. And then at 7 p.m. at the University of the Bahamas, Student Union Building, Rotorack Club, Laughing at Sunset Comedy Show. Be there. A Grammy could be there. We're going to have a good time. Y'all stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
When I know truthfully that's the furthest thing from how I feel, but I'm too proud to open up and ask you to pick me up and pull me out this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine who I'd be if I was happy.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.